We've met with many ambassadors of the Israeli government. We've leaders of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset. We've also doctors, Israeli doctors and scientists. Many of them are asking the questions around, which was never heard of before. They're asking the questions about tell me more about this Messiah. I have seen more people of the Jewish faith come to Christ in the last 1 year or 2 years than in my entire lifetime. They're asking questions. They know that the world is in a meltdown, and they know there's a higher purpose. So they're asking questions, especially around Matthew 24. They see the scripture. They see the book of Revelation. They say, this beast system is already here. Tell us more about this Messiah. And they're giving their life to Messiah.
We're now joined by Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory TV at His Glory Me on Twitter, on YouTube, His Glory TV. They've got a big movie production coming out we're going to be talking about. But Pastor Dave, I want to start off on topic of what we've been covering here. And we just see this everywhere, from the trans kids surgeries that they promote, the genital mutilation of children, to the gay pride parades becoming just sexual debauchery exercises for sexual degenerates aimed at children, to the abortion is healthcare argument, and then defending a girl that throws her newborn baby in the trash can, claiming she couldn't have had an abortion when she could have. When you see all this stuff, do you see this as a sign that the satanic movement is actually desperate right now and maybe flailing because they're losing their position? Or do you see this as it's more aggressive than ever, it's feeling more empowered than ever, and that's why it's louder than ever? Pastor Dave Scarlett.
Oh, and hey, first of all, thank you for having me on again. It's great to see you. I think the point you just made is spot on. Evil knows that the light of Christ is coming, and they're frantic. They're in a panic mode. So they're coming out with everything they got to stop this great revival. You and I have talked before about this revival that will come through the kids, the children, the younger generation that is the furthest from the Lord right now. That's the Joel 2 movement. Even though it looks dark and we're in a Sodom and Gomorrah type of moment, we're on a tipping point for the Lord to show his glory and his mercy. And you're going to see these prodigals return. I have no doubt about it. But we have to lean in. We have to pray. And more than just pray, we have to take actions as believers in Jesus Christ.
I'm seeing the awakening. I mean, there's no doubt people are having this understanding, at least of the evil that is present in front of them. And I think there's a natural human response that's built into us to want to be good again. You know, even if you're not necessarily a bad person, you've just kind of maybe lost sight of your moral compass, or maybe you've lost sight of your values or your principles. But now it's like we see this evil encroaching. And I think naturally the response from people is, wow, I need to be a better person. I don't want to fall into this.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I've talked to people that have, they're atheists, they're agnostics. They're like, this immorality is gone, and they have no belief system. So it's even shocking for people who are not following a particular religion. This is a wake-up call for not only America, but for the world. This is a Sodom and Gomorrah moment. And I really believe that we're sitting on the precipice of the greatest revival in the history of the world.
It does feel like it's starting to boil over, and really, you know, the political aspect of it to me is important, simply because I think that everything, you know, we always hear that culture or politics, you know, streams down from culture, basically culture and then to politics. I've actually decided I disagree with that. I actually think that politics has been steering culture for far too long. And this assumption that we have that, hey, if we change the culture, we can change the politics. No, I actually think most of the problems we have are stemming from our corrupt politics. I think our government has gotten so evil, and all the attachments now that are working with it, you know, corporations, NGOs, all these 501c3s, even churches now, all these different institutions that are working with the government, to me, they're the ones controlling culture. I don't see culture controlling politics. I completely disagree with that. I think we have to clean up our politics. I think we have to get the rot gut out of our government, and then maybe we can take the culture and the politics back. But I don't really see the cultural revolution really winning until we correct the political issues. Do you agree?
I agree with you. American people are realizing, whether you're left or right or center, that we can't trust our own government. That's something that Alex has been saying for years, and he's been absolutely right. And now we're getting them, the three-letter agencies, admitting themselves how bad this is. This Durham report has put it over the top. And you're seeing people from the left, you're seeing people from the center, you're seeing people from the right saying, our government is out of control. And we need to get it back. We need to get morality back, and we need to change our government as it stands today.
Well, and you just look at how corrupt it is. There's no denying it. I mean, they can try to cover it up in the media, but what I've noticed, I don't know if you've noticed this too, is I talk to average people, I don't know, left, right, center, indifferent, mostly, I would say, indifferent. And they understand, wow, you know, I've always known the government was corrupt, but I thought I could live my life and not have it affect me. Not anymore. They know that this is really affecting them, whether it's their bottom line with their energy bills, the price at the pump, whether it's they send their kid to the school and they bring back a textbook that has pornographic imagery. I mean, they're seeing it everywhere and they're realizing, wait a second, no, I can't avoid this now. This is encroaching in my daily life. This is encroaching in my children's lives. If I don't do something about it now, it's going to be worse for future generations.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it hits everywhere. It hits the public schools, as you said, that they're out of control with the curriculum that they put into our kids, teaching our kids, having these drag shows, FBI overreaching into churches and Catholic churches and that, and also mRNA into our cattle and our food system. Americans are saying no more. We the people have to stand up for our constitutional rights and say, you know what, you've overreached. They're beyond overreach. This is an invasion of our own government.
You know, you just brought up the targeting of churches by the FBI. And, you know, I'm actually stunned. I'm actually stunned that there has been no response. I've seen no response unified from the Catholic community. I've seen no unified response from the Christian community. Why do you suppose that is?
They're afraid. They're afraid that if they stand up, they're going to be next. And, you know, it's the same thing with January 6th. We need a remnant of people that are not afraid to go to prison ministry. And that's to do it for the Lord and stand up for truth. Because if we don't stand up, this nation as we know it is gone. And it's happening inside the Catholic Church. It was at our tent revival in Texas. We had the three-letter organization in the crowd trying to infiltrate our tent revival. And we just waved and we prayed for them and said, if you want prayer, come on up and we'll pray over you.
That's an interesting term, prison ministry or prison revival. And I'd like you to expand on that. And look, I'm not going to sit here and act like I like going to jail or anything like that. But I mean, I get what you're saying. I stood right in the Capitol knowing I was going to be arrested. And I thought to myself, you know what? If I have to spend a night or two in jail to stand up for free speech, then to me, that's worth it. That's a political issue. We're now talking about, hey, where are Christians? Where are Catholics saying we're being wrongly persecuted by the FBI here? They should be standing up. Explain what you mean when you say prison ministry.
Prison ministry means that you're going to put it all on the line. You're not worried about your tithing. You're not worried about your 501c3 status. You're not worried about your image or your congregation not coming anymore for popularity. You're standing up for the truth of the Constitution, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that means putting it all on the line, that if you have to go into prison like the Apostle Paul does, we sing hymns and praise and we do prison ministry. We start praising him in prison. I mean, if it's good enough for the Apostle Paul, why isn't it good enough for us today? We can't be afraid of that.
Yeah, and it is. It really is that fear. And I think that that's kind of the major tool, if you will, that the far left is using. They want you to be afraid. They want you to be afraid to tell the truth. They want you to be afraid to say there's only two genders. They want you to be afraid to say Trump didn't collude with Russia or whatever other propaganda they're trying to sell you. How do you try to convince people that, hey, you've got to get over this fear?
Well, you just have to go back to the scripture. Jesus never once does he tell us to fear. The only fear there is fear of the Lord. And that fear of the Lord means that we are not obeying his precepts and commandments. And the only fear I have of the Lord is I'm not doing what he wants me to do for his will. But other than that, he says, I got it. Trust in me and you'll have the shalom and peace. And when you trust in him with all things, you have a peace that the world can't understand. And you're not going to quit because our home is on high. This is just boot camp for eternal life.
Pastor Dave Scarlett is my guest, His Glory TV at hisglory.me. Now, they've come out with a new film from His Glory Ministries, and I want Pastor Dave to tell us about that on the other side, and we're going to show you a little premiere of the trailer right here on the Alex Jones Show as well. So don't go anywhere, folks. It is the Alex Jones Show at band.video, infowars.com/show, brought to you by infowarsstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements, you don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Pastor Dave Scarlett is our guest. His Glory TV, hisglory.me is the website. Now, Pastor Dave, I know that you guys have a new film coming out. Why don't you tell us about this film, and then you can pitch to the trailer, and we'll go ahead and air that trailer too.
Yeah, this is it's called Holy Land. This was one of our trips to Israel in November. This is done, narrated, and produced by Mickey Willis. And it gives you a capture of the nation of Israel, the miracles of Israel, but also biblical Israel, and how important it is for us to know the historical and the biblical parts of Israel. Once you go to Israel, your life completely changes. And to be baptized in the Jordan, there's nothing like it. To walk the places where Jesus walked, to walk the places where King David walked, it makes the Bible come alive. We take three trips a year to Israel, and every single person that goes with us comes back and says that their walk with the Most High is so much significantly better because their Bible comes alive.
So let's go ahead and see the premiere of the new film brought to you by His Glory TV.
It's a miracle that Israel is still in existence in this part of the world. It's a very, very tough neighborhood.
Pick up your Bible, come to Israel, see these places that Jesus walked and King David walked. It'll change your life forever. Make the Bible come alive for you. And it's going to get you stronger in your faith. We have to support the nation of Israel, biblical Israel.
And so there are the future tour dates for this year. So Pastor Dave, what was the motivating factor for this film for you?
Well, it was with all the world events and how close we are to Matthew 24. That was the theme of that. So Mickey Willis and I decided that we need this. The timing is perfect with what people have gone through the last 3 years to see that we really are close to the end days. We are in the end days, and how to bring the nation of Israel and all the prophecies alive. And that's exactly what we did in this film. I'm the co-chairman of the board of Newsreel. So I have contacts with high-ranking generals in Israel. Israel. And in this movie, you're going to see conversations with generals in Israel about what they have to deal with every day and how the Bible's coming alive, how the prophecies of Ezekiel and Jeremiah and much more and Matthew 24 of Christ are literally being fulfilled right before our very eyes. And it gives you a spirit of hope, not fear, because we know that the Bible tells us these events would happen. They're happening, and we should fear not, but get in his glory and do things for his purpose, because this, you don't want to have tears of regret by not leaving it all on the field for him.
You know, I also, you know, people notice how crazy the world is getting, and people can look at the Bible and say, this is prophecy. I mean, there's no doubt whether you think the people that think they own this planet or run this planet are just trying to fulfill the prophecy themselves, or if this is just, it was always going to be this way. There's no doubt that that's what's going on. You know, do people come to you, because you bring up the words fear and hope, do people come to you in fear when they see what's going on ever? Do you witness this?
Yes, I witness this everywhere I go across the country. But when the more they tune in, the more they see that we're not fearful. We embrace what's happening. We think it, we believe it's the greatest time in the history of the world to witness, to bring people to Christ. And that's what it's all about. Have that shalom that can only come from him. You know, we get asked that question all the time. When the world's melting down, you don't seem like you're ever fearful or panic or frantic. It's because we have the love of the Most High Christ in us, and he's got it. He's won. He just wants us to participate in these end time events to bring people in for his purpose and his glory.
What types of people? You brought up some of the generals in Israel. What other types of people have you met along the way in your journey that have really impacted and shaped your worldview?
We've met with many ambassadors of the Israeli government. We've leaders of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset. We've also doctors, Israeli doctors and scientists. Many of them are asking the questions around, which was never heard of before. They're asking the questions about tell me more about this Messiah. I have seen more people of the Jewish faith come to Christ in the last 1 year or 2 years than in my entire lifetime. They're asking questions. They know that the world is in a meltdown, and they know there's a higher purpose. So they're asking questions, especially around Matthew 24. They see the scripture. They see the book of Revelation. They say, this beast system is already here. Tell us more about this Messiah. And they're giving their life to Messiah.
You know, one thing that always makes me hopeful, too, we met maybe summer 2020 or 2021. Do you, I don't know if you remember the exact day. Do you remember when it was we met? I know it was in Dallas.
It was in Dallas, yeah.
I think it was summer 21, if I'm not mistaken. It was the Reawaken America tour in Dallas, and we met. And it was the first time I'd met you. It was the first time I'd seen the great production work that you do and learned all about it. We did an interview. And so one thing that always gets me hopeful is watching the progress of independent media, alternative media, Christian media. And so I'm looking at your studio. It looks like maybe you've got some new studio digs there. Because to me, this is a success story. When independent media, especially in this age of chilling free speech, censoring free speech, trying to get rid of the First Amendment, to watch independent media, Christian media flourish and prosper, to me, gives hope. Is that a success story for you?
Amen. It is. We have a facility in Ohio. And when I was with you, and I think it was in January in your studio, I told you we're coming to Texas, and that's where I am now. We're in Texas. We're in process of building a 12,000 square foot facility here in Texas that will be all videos. It'll be 24/7 TV. We'll be doing more movies. And also we'll have our own His Glory music label. So we'll be recording music here in Texas as well.
Yeah, so that was in late 2021 when you and I met. Man, time just flies. And again, because people tend to lose hope, and it's understandable why. I've been on the receiving end of censorship. I'm very grateful that we have band.video and Infowars.com and a great audience here. But to me, to see independent media getting bigger, even in this age of censorship, is a success story in and of itself. I mean, how much of what you do has to be independently funded? How much access are you able to get to social media? Has that affected you at all?
Absolutely. We've been banned by YouTube because of our relationship with General Flynn and General McInerney and some of the generals. They've completely cut all of our Bible studies out without any warning. We've been shadow banned. We have about 2.2 million followers on Facebook, but we're shadow banned. So we had to do what you had to do. We went and had to develop our own servers. So everything we do is on our own servers now so that they can't touch us on www.hisglory.me or .tv. But it's been a war. But I'm a Marine, so I'm used to that, and we're never going to quit. We're going to keep forward and bringing the truth out to America and the world. We have a great audience of 20 million plus people, literally in every country of the world.
That's Pastor Dave Scarlett, hisglory.me. We'll be right back.
That's Turbo Force. Ooh, Turbo Force. These guys don't even know you can get the canister now.
Get the all-new Turbo Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it's shareable.
Pastor Dave Scarlett is our guest. HisGlory.me is the website. You can follow on YouTube at HisGloryTV, on Twitter at HisGloryMe. Now, Pastor Dave, I kind of want to get into the dirt with you here. I want to get our hands dirty here because the circumstances, the scenarios that are currently in front of us when it comes to the Christian church, the Christian body, Catholic Church, these other churches. Like, for example, if I drive around in Austin, Texas, and I'm looking for a church, Catholic, Presbyterian, whatever, I could drive in a 10-mile square radius, and I'll find 10 churches, and probably 9, if not 10 of them, will have the gay pride flag on the side of the church or some other leftist propaganda, or they'll do drag queen story time for kids. I mean, I go to churches, and I confront these pastors that have these drag queen for kids events, and I say, I think you're a false pastor. I don't think you're a pastor at all. I think you're lying. I think you're using this church for some other agenda, even with some of the non-denominational stuff. And so my question is this, and I mean, I'll even make it personal. I don't know if the pastor of a church or a priest or what have you is supposed to use that pulpit as a political pulpit. I'm not saying that's the case, but to me, for the church to not be guided politically in these times is a misdeed. It's missing the boat. If your church leader is not addressing the real evils in front of us that, yes, do come from our government, do come from our politicians, I would argue the U.S. government is the most evil entity on earth, perhaps, at least in my experience. So is it wrong to expect or to desire a church leader to use his pulpit to get into politics and direct his church in the right direction? Because the left is certainly doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to, as long as it matches God's precepts and commandments. Theology is, the Bible is the infallible word of God. So as long as you're obedient to his precepts and commandments, that's the problem with these churches today. Like you said, they're not Christians. There's no way you can have drag shows and drag queens and do all these things that are against God's precepts and commandments and call yourself a pastor and call yourself a Christian church. You're not. And it needs to be called out. God's obedience and his precepts and commandments in the 66 books by 40 authors is very, very, very simple and very easy to follow. But they don't want to because of itchy ears. And that's where the prophets told us in the end days that they would have itchy ears, telling people what they want to hear instead of the word of God. That's it. It's the word of God. And we have to be obedient to that.
I mean, to me right now, I mean, let's just look at the two obvious ones, and that's the trans kid agenda and the abortion is healthcare agenda. I mean, to me, if your church body is not addressing these things head on and not at least getting involved in some way politically to make a voter block to try to stop it, or a, you know, political movement or a protest or anything to try to stop this, I just have a hard time respecting those churches. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I have a hard time respecting any religious leader or church leader that isn't willing to address these things head on, Dave. Am I wrong for that?
No, you're absolutely right. I've had an opportunity here in Texas. We changed our Sunday service to Saturday. So I, on Sunday, toured different churches here in Texas, and all the world events going on like this with Target and all these other horrific things, I've never heard a single pastor that I've been in a church bring these issues up. It's like they're living in a different world.
Yeah.
These need to be addressed. These are against God's precepts and commandments, and the congregation needs to hear this from the pulpit. They need to know the word of God and show how this is not right. We're in this situation because of the church and because of the silent pulpits and the itchy ears. If the church did what they were supposed to do, this would not happen in the United States of America.
Yeah, I agree, because there is no doubt the Catholic Church, the Christian body here in America, should be able to move mountains politically. There is no reason why the left and their activists funded by George Soros should be able to move the political mountains that they've been able to move without any pushback. And yet it happens. And you just kind of said it. You said it's like they don't live in the same world. But that's exactly it. That's exactly it right there. It's just, how can people continue to go to a church where the pastor seemingly doesn't even live in the same world? It's like they don't even know what planet they're living on, not addressing these issues. And sadly, I think, like you said, that's part of the problem, because people just leave the church because they're like, well, this pastor doesn't even know what's going on in the world.
Exactly. You know, the people are hurting. They're suffering. We had a pandemic thrown at us. We've had businesses lost. We've had government overreach and our crops and everything we do. And the pulpit is staying quiet. Like, this is not happening. It's affecting every single person in that congregation. And the pastor needs to stand up and take leadership. That's what a pastor means. It means to be ahead of the sheep, to guide them and guide them in the word of God and be a influence to the world, and stand up for the right and the wrong of the world, and not be afraid of what the world's going to say about you, or them stripping your 501c or whatever tax status, or coming after you. Like I said earlier, it's prison ministry. If we don't think we're going to get, Jesus told us that we were going to be hated for his namesake, but he overcame the world. Who are we to think we're any different than the Apostle Paul that had to stand in the gap and sing while he was in prison? We have to have that leadership from the pulpit today.
Another great pastor I met at the Reawaken America tour is Pastor Greg Locke. And I'm wondering if you've had the same experience as he has had, which is basically when you do, it's not by design. It's not intentional. It's not a politically motivated thing. It's how it should be. When you do turn the pulpit into a political tool against Satan, the church just explodes. I mean, Pastor Locke's church has just grown immensely since he's really become fiery going with the political issues from the pulpit. Have you experienced the same thing? I mean, I imagine that the pastors that do go down that road, those are the churches that are going to be growing. Those are going to be the churches of the future.
Absolutely. We've seen the same thing. Pastor Locke's a personal friend of mine. His explosion is the same explosion his glory has had. We go around the world, and so many people have come up to and said to us, you know, I was not a Christian before I listened to you, or I was a lukewarm Christian, but because of what you're telling us, the truth of Jesus Christ, we search for it, and we have a hope. We have a better relationship with our Lord and Savior right now. That's why we baptize, I think it's over 5,500 people on these Reawaken tours. The people are just coming in by the thousands, literally, to be baptized, to renew their life in Jesus Christ and say, you know what? I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm going to finish the race, as the Apostle Paul said, doing the will of the Lord.
Yeah, and I think protecting the children is obviously one of the most important aspects of this. Yeah. And, you know, maybe there's an instinct that doesn't kick in with people until they do have children. But that, to me, is a no-brainer. And that, to me, is where Christians have to be to protect these innocent children from the satanic agenda.
You're absolutely right. If you can't wrap your heart around an innocent child being killed in the womb or at 9 weeks or whatever the weeks are, or what they're doing to these kids in schools, these drag shows, how a parent or grandparent could sit and watch that filth, it's just absolutely mind-blowing. It breaks my heart, and I know it breaks the father's heart.
I mean, you walk into a Target. I don't go to Target anymore, but I mean, people probably should boycott it at this point if you haven't already. You walk into a Target and it's just outright Satanism marketed for children. I mean, that is unreal stuff that this is the current state of affairs we're experiencing.
Yep. You hit a point earlier on. You said Satan is desperate. They're frantic. The evil is so in our face that we know where that side is. Now we have to focus on, we can't fix that side, but we can fix the fence. Satan owns the fence. We got to get the Christians and non-believers off the fence and into this battle for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's where they're coming in, by the droves.
That's Pastor Dave Scarlett. Hisglory.me is the website. That's where you can find the new film as well. We'll come back, final segment with Dave on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. The Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3 has been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, try iodine exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Last segment here with Pastor Dave Scarlett, hisglory.me. And it's just to make sure, that is where people can find your new film, right? Hisglory.me?
Yes, they can find it on hisglory.me and they can find it on hisglory.tv. Both will be able to get you to it.
Wonderful. And that is available now?
Not yet. It will be later this summer.
Okay, deep tease then, folks. You'll have to wait. We'll get Pastor Dave back on about that. All right, I want to ask about you, actually, now. I want to hear about your journey from Marine to pastor. What fueled that journey? What put that course in front of you?
Well, I went from being a Marine to the corporate world. I was a director of three Fortune 100 companies, and a long story short, I lived the corporate world that made a lot of money, and I had an experience. I had botulism toxin, and I died and went to heaven, saw the Lord, saw heaven, and a long story short, he sent me back and said, I want you to start a ministry called By My Name, His Glory, and the rest is history. It took years of going into the cave and learning his word and being trained by him, but he's been absolutely faithful, so I'm a very unique pastor that gave up the corporate world to get to become a pastor.
Yeah, and you know, I think that that probably helps you be relatable with the body, the congregation. I would imagine that's a very relatable thing.
Absolutely, because everything that the Lord uses us for in our life is for such a time as this. You know, everybody that's watching this today, you're going to be used by the Lord if you ask him to use you. And your life experiences up until this point are all pointing to what his purpose is for you. And that's why he had to make me a Marine. That's how I had to go into the corporate world and then be humbled by him to get rid of self and go out for his purpose and his glory.
You know, I was having a health conversation last night on a podcast that I host, just getting into health and getting into stress And the reason I bring this up is, you know, when you realize that God's plan is inevitable and the good and the bad and the ugly that happens to you in your life is all part of God's plan, the stress just washes away. And I'm not saying that means you don't have to be concerned or respond or anything like that. It's just in those moments, there's a comforting knowing that, you know what, this is part of God's plan. And so I'm going to roll with this now. Even when you go through the hardships, I look at some of the mistakes I've made in my life. I look at some of the things in my life that happened that at the time looked really bad. Like, wow, this is going to be really detrimental. But in the end, it was part of God's plan to put me where I need to be today. It's very relatable for what you're talking about, too. And I think a lot of that, too, is I was not a very patient person. I'm probably still not a very patient person, but compared to what I was as a younger man, I'm extremely patient. So what can you talk to when it comes to just relieving that pressure, relieving that stress, understanding that it's all part of God's plan? And if you have patience, it doesn't mean it's going to be fun. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. But if you have patience and understanding, eventually you'll see, wow, that happened for a reason.
Right. So that's why we have such an addiction problem in the world. People are searching for answers to relieve stress or burdens or whatever it may be in our life. And the only way to overcome that is the blood of the Lamb and having that peace of Jesus Christ to absorb his word. Give him your life and let him guide you. And when you let him guide you and you see the supernatural come forward with his hand on it, you know he's got it. And you know, and I've had the ability to see heaven, so I know what the Bible says is true because I've been there. And some people need to have extremes in their life for them to get it. But this is a time that the only shalom you're going to get in your life is through him and his word. So I encourage every single person today to get into the word of God, get on your knees and say, Lord, guide me, because he'll take that stress, he'll take that fear away, and he'll give you that supernatural shalom, and he'll guide your steps.
Now, is that the same message you would give to somebody like, you know, I was raised Christian, I was raised Catholic, I've been through the confirmation process in the Catholic Church, I've been through the born again process in the Christian Church. And so for you to say something like that to me, okay, I can get that, I can do that, I can kick that into gear. Is that the same approach you might take towards an atheist or towards an agnostic that might be curious about what we're talking about?
No, what you have to do with somebody that's in Judaism or Islam or atheist, you have to plant seeds. They're not going to take that and say, oh, okay, your Jesus is going to, if I just get in the word of God, there's going to be peace come upon me. They're going to shut their ears. But you've got to plant seeds. So you need to be educated enough about other religions like Islam. I've studied the Quran, so I know how to plant a seed to an imam or somebody of Islam to go search it for themselves. That's why we've had thousands of people in Islam come to Christ, including two imams. Same with Judaism. You plant who the Messiah is from the Old Testament so that they search for themselves. Same with an atheist. You plant the supernatural events on how incredible prophecy is and let them go and search themselves, and they come back, and that's how the only way that they're going to find the Lord.
All right. Now, if people are interested in His Glory TV, or if people are interested in maybe being a part of your congregation or visiting your facilities, where can people get that information? How can people get involved? How can people get in touch with Pastor Dave?
You can go to www.hisglory.me or download our app. We're looking for more volunteers. We're looking for more people to expand. We're in a rapid growth space right now where we're growing a 12,000 square foot facility here in Texas. But join all of our programming, our Bible studies, our trip to Israel. Again, going to Israel is an eternal investment. People's lives are changed once they go to Israel with us because they come back on fire for the Lord.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, all the outlets just laid out. Twitter at His Glory Me, YouTube at His Glory TV, HisGlory.tv, HisGlory.me are the websites. Pastor Dave, great stuff, great catching up as always. And when the film is ready, you come back on this show and we'll help promote it.
I love that, Owen. Thank you so much, and thank you for everything you do.
Great to be joined by Pastor Dave Scarlett again. We'll see you soon, I'm sure. Wow, it's just such a relief that there's so many good people fighting the fight in different avenues and different street corners and different ways and walks of life. It really is. It takes the it takes the hope and amplifies it to a new level. And again, from a media perspective, to see how far independent media has come in this age of censorship, that's just huge. Because again, I don't look at it as a competition. Like if I'm on the field in a war or something, and I'm slashing and hacking at the enemy, and the enemy's slashing and hacking at me, and then another guy comes up, he's even bigger, stronger than me with even more weapons. I'm not like, oh no, don't come onto the battlefield. I'm the one that wants to be under attack the whole time. No, I'm like, get in here, help us out. I'm under attack. Slash these demons with me. That's what it's like. So that's just great news there to hear all that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, everything we do here brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Let's just pull up the storefront right now because I told you about the water filters. Folks, this is a no-brainer. If you're not filtering your water, what are you doing? Seriously, whether you're a liberal, whether you're a conservative, whether you're a Christian, whether you're Jewish, whether you're a Muslim, it doesn't matter. Filter the water because they poisoned it for all of us. And we don't want you to drink those toxins. Get your water filter from InfoWarsStore.com. We already did the research. Best quality water filters at the best price at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the supplements. I'm into the supplements because I'm into being healthy. I'm into being fit. I'm extremely active. And so I just like being as healthy as possible. And that's why I love the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But it's one thing to just desire to be as healthy and fit as you can. It's another thing to understand that because of the modern day diets, we are lacking in many different things that we need, like iodine. You can go ahead and plug it into an internet search engine right now that most individuals are deficient in iodine. In fact, this was such a known phenomenon that years ago, you may remember, they iodized the salt. Now, that is not as much of a common thing these days, but they knew it. Hey, people are lacking iodine. They're getting goiters. They're having these other health problems. Well, people use salt. Let's iodize the salt. Maybe that'll help. And so perhaps it did, but we don't really address that anymore. We're addressing that issue at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. Don't be deficient in iodine. Way too important. It's the good halogen. You need it. It's on sale right now. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Another one. Magnesium. You don't want to be deficient in magnesium. And if you are physically active in many different ways, then you might be deficient in magnesium, which is key to enzyme function in the body. So we have the best orange drink mix that happens to be fizzy magnesium drink mix at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not going to lie. I drink it because it tastes great. I come in here to the studio. I put two scoops in a cup of water and stir it up, and I just love the taste. But knowing that I'm getting the magnesium and I'm not deficient in magnesium is a bonus. InfoWarsStore.com, it's your support there that keeps us on the air, and we thank you for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, America and humanity is in a war. The globalists are cutting off the resources. They're killing the free speech. They're surveilling us. They're annihilating our sovereignty, our borders. They're coming after our children, literally sterilizing them. We are in the heart of the battle now. I knew about their plan decades ago and warned you. But now we're living in a time that's easy to wake people up and fight because they're not in beta. They're not in test mode. They're in operational mode. Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, almost everybody else who are great people work for another company that can fire them or try to control them. InfoWars is the only major standalone operation fighting the globalists in the world. And we're reaching the critical juncture in the battle. Their central bank digital currencies are in trouble. That's the number one issue in the news with conservative voters, not just here, but around the world. Their program of dissolving borders is in trouble. Everything they're doing is hitting major obstacles right now. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. That's why it's more important than ever that you realize we're in zero hour. We're in game time. We're in overtime. We are in the 12th round of this boxing match. And that's why you've got to share the articles. You've got to share the videos. You've got to pray for the broadcast. You've got to buy the products, keep us on air. But whatever you do, just continue to research and speak out yourself at county commissions and school boards and city councils and state legislatures, and when a senator's coming or a House member's coming, go ask them questions, get on TV, because it's really you they can't stop and you they can't track. Whatever you do, realize this is the full battle. I know there's thousands of shows and millions of movies and entertainment and TV shows and all this stuff and what's real. This is real. You notice what we cover and what we go over years ago is now everything happening because we're actually contending with the global rulers to try to block them and their plan for depopulation and total enslavement. We are here fighting. So please, today, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get Turbo Force, get Ultimate Krill Oil, get the other great products, get a Trump mugshot shirt, get an Alex Jones for President shirt. Go there, get a signed copy or unsigned copy of The Great Reset, The War of the World, the seminal book that went to number one. But whatever you do, realize this is the fight. This is the tip of the spear. This is the war right now here on air. We are swinging for the fences. We're not surrendering. And culturally, all the numbers show we are winning. Congress has a 7% approval rating. Biden's got a 30% approval rating. Trudeau's got a 25% approval rating. They are dictators. They are unpopular. They are doing things that people don't like. And we've just got to stay here on air as the tip of the spear because the enemy believes they can take out the leaders and everybody else will scatter. But you are the leaders and you are the resistance. So spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get a great product. Make a donation. But whatever you do, take action. Don't roll over and die. It's that spirit of victory, that spirit of resistance God wants to see. And then God will do the rest, but you've got to make the first steps with your free will and ask God to lead, guide, and direct you in this fight. You want to keep this on air? You see Tucker getting taken off. You see what's happened with Project Veritas and James O'Keefe. We are not controlled by a board of directors. We're not controlled by Rupert Murdoch. We're controlled by you. My boss in this fight is not Rupert Murdoch or not George Soros. It's you. And I'm asking you, boss, I'm fighting hard. Put me on the field, coach. I will keep kicking ass. I'm not like some player that ever played and was a loser. We've won Super Bowls against the enemy, but we need funds to do it now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.